Oldie Lunch Recordings presents Juliet Nicholson talking about her book, A House Full of Daughters, sponsored by Doro, number one in the senior mobile market.
I began to write this book about my family, slightly hesitantly. One reviewer of the book said, if I ever see the words Vita Sackville-West again in print, I'll do something dreadful to myself. And I kind of know what he means. But I'd been thinking a lot about memory, and I'd arrived at a stage in which the thinking backness was just as much involving my time as the thinking forwardness. And I was reading, actually, Jacques's speech in As You Like It, All the World's a Stage, and saw to my equal fury as the man in the train that actually All the World's a Stage, the Seven Ages, are all about men. So I began to think, could I write a book, maybe As She Likes It, about the seven ages of woman and how women and what it is that unites every woman in the planet and always has done, which is daughterhood, could tell some sort of story of how that state of daughterhood has evolved and shifted over, say, seven generations, say, in my own family. So I went back to my grandmother's grandmother, whose name was Pepita, who had been born in the slums of Malaga in 1830 to a washerwoman, and who, by completely unlikely chance and hard work, became the most famous flamenco dancer of her generation, took Europe by storm, had a love affair with my grandmother's grandfather, had seven illegitimate children, and so on. And it was a good story. It was a familiar story in my family, because families have their own myths. But I needed to take a look at it, a sort of cold look at it as a historian, which is what I had been before I immersed myself in the murky secrets of my family's lives. And went to the library, went to as many original documents as I could, travelled around, went to Malaga to find the little house that my grandmother's grandmother, Pepita, had been born in nearly 200 years ago, and put together a sort of family saga until it reached my mother, when, unfortunately, I also came into the story. So my publisher said, yes, yes, spill them all, tell all the secrets. And there were many, and I had some too. So I needed to make a decision as to whether I was going to carry this story, which had in a sense started as biography, but which, as it became nearer to my own time, merged into autobiography. And as I saw patterns that were shifting and changing, but also repeating themselves down the generation to generation. And one of the things that I discovered, actually, was that in our family, at least, fathers are much, much better parents than mothers. Because mothers, at least not now, obviously anyone in this room totally exempt, but in the olden days, mothers quite often, as more opportunities cropped up for their daughters, became jealous, resentful, felt left out, felt unable to communicate. Whereas sons, there's a word for daughterhood, but there is no word for sonhood. Sons are encouraged to be independent, go out and distinguish themselves, make themselves distinctive. But daughterhoods are part of a group, a gathering, a family, or is historically have been anyway. And so when things began to shift and my mother left school at 14, I went to university, there was an inevitable distrust or some kind of a drawing away. And I thought, if I write about these things, maybe other people will recognize these patterns. Maybe they'll look at their own families and think, yes, that's happened to me, or thank goodness that didn't happen to me, or am I making the same mistakes as those who came before me did. So that's really what the story is about. Part history, part memoir, and part terrifying self-confession in my own part. All I can say is that when I got to the seventh generation, who is now aged 2 years old and named Imogen, her chapter, unlike the others of the predecessors, on and on of Vita, Pepita, Victoria, all the rest of them, all ending in A. When I came to Imogen, she just has 3 pages because she's the future. However, I should maybe finish by saying that I was in Spain at the weekend, staying with some people who were Spanish and had a great facility for dancing. And to my horror or pleasure, not sure which, I suddenly see Imogen putting on a little flamenco skirt, picking up a fan, and being really rather terrifyingly good at it. So patterns continue, even though we try to shift and change them. Patterns will always go on, and I suppose it's just a question of accepting the good, recognizing them, and rejecting the bad. What I hope is that she will one day love to read books in the same way as I do and her mother does, and that she will never feel the urge to open a train window and fling a book out of it. Thank you very much.
The Oldie Magazine Recordings. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for The Oldie 2015.